Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about major changes made to last night's AEW Dynamite.
I've got all the latest details on Saraya's AEW contract.
Sasha Banks deletes WWE.
And a top New Japan star has been spotted at the WWE Performance Center. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick things off with major changes to last night's episode of Dynamite. Last minute changes, attach whatever descriptor you want to it. And we kind of knew these were coming, right? Because Tony Khan announced earlier in the week that, hey, if you're going to be impacted or you're worried by the impact of Hurricane Ian, you can take the show off. It's fine. It is what it is. Obviously, travel is suboptimal in the middle of a very dangerous storm, and we wish anyone who might be impacted by that all the best. Stay safe. Hope you haven't been too badly affected by what sounds like a pretty terrible situation down in Florida at the moment. So, yeah, changes to Dynamite then. So Will Washington of Fightful tweeted just before the show, well, earlier in the day really, on Wednesday, a few prominent performers who reside in Florida won't be at Dynamite slash Rampage today. Just hoping everyone stays safe out there. So this was in Philadelphia last night, and they tape Rampage after Dynamite most weeks. That was the case last night. Fightful Select since reported that Swerve Strickland and Samoa Joe were both supposed to be on the show, but they couldn't make it. They couldn't make it there. Obviously, we saw Swerve's tag team partner, Keith Lee, in a backstage segment with the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass, which seems to be Billy Gunn's name now. So, suggesting that maybe we'll get the third match between those teams at some point. Samoa Joe, meanwhile, was penciled in to be involved in the broadcast, and it was a very Ring of Honor heavy show last night. There was stuff from Wheeler, Utah. There was the Ring of Honor title was on display in the main event.
Great,
we're doing some stuff with Daniel Garcia, all of that stuff. So lots going on. Fightful, by the way, have said they're going to have another report later today on specific plans that might have been switched up, but that's what we know about so far. Yeah, hope everyone's staying safe.
Yeah, that's the main thing to take away from this, as you say, Andy. And I was relieved to read this news story this morning in terms of the fact that I thought Dynamite was all over the bloody place
last night. It was not a vintage, was it?
It was old school Monday Night Raw in the worst possible way.
But you will review that later.
Impromptu matches making the blood come out of Michael Sidgwick's ears, no doubt. We'll review it on the Dynamite review. It would have been nice to have the TV champion on there, but like you say, that these things obviously take priority. It's understandable. And despite me saying that it was largely rubbish, Dynamite, I really enjoyed the Bandido appearance in the main event. I thought he was brilliant.
More on that on the podcast, yes. I guess. And Michael Hamsel is writing the Ups and Downs article today, so he'll have more too.
White mask with blood on it always gets an up from me. Right, let's give you the latest on Saraya. She obviously appeared last night and brought out all four of the women's division at one point. babyface and heels, they couldn't all come out, but you know what I'm doing. But yes, Fightful Select have gone through with the report on the status of Saraya's contract status within AEW. No crap, just that. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select, of course. They seem to be suggesting that she has signed for quite some time. Sources saying she has signed a 3-year deal for the company. Unknown whether there's any of those option years attached to the contract, although generally that does seem to be what AEW likes to do, so we can speculate that may well be the case. Now, the big question, of course, is will Saraya wrestle again? And Fightful noted that it's the contract this is very specific, so I'm just going to read it verbatim. Largely implies that she will be wrestling in some capacity, but there is no indication, as we reported the other week, that she has been cleared to compete. Obviously, hasn't wrestled since December 2017 with the neck injury. We wish her well in her recovery. I'd love to see her back in the ring, but as we always say, whenever anyone gets injured, whether it's for a week, a month, or nearly 5 years now, they should only step back between those ropes when they are good and ready, both physically and mentally, let's be honest. But good to hear that they've locked a potential game changer for AEW. I'm tired of saying that phrase, but locked her down for a multi-year contract because she more than deserves
3 years.
It.
Yeah, 3 years is a good amount. Be very interesting to see how her next, well, even few weeks pan out in general, because it's still a mystery. Her physical condition, her status, whether or not she's going to wrestle. You know, Taz was saying she can go, all of that at Grand Slam. She's got a record on the website. So, you know, there's a breadcrumb trail there. Weird probably isn't the word, but a lot of people, when people like Soraya, I get the pronunciation wrong every time. When people like the former Paige come back to wrestling.
Soraya. That's what we're sticking with.
A lot of people seem to think they know better than medical professionals.
Yes.
When stuff like this happens. And it's not really for us to pass judgment on. Unless you're a doctor who's examined this person and their physical condition. I don't care if you think they should wrestle again or not, because it literally doesn't matter. I hope that she's able to, obviously. But if she's not physically able to, then so be it. It's just kind of nice to see her back in a TV televised role. I did think that Brit rhymes with sht last night was an interesting.
She whipped those commentators into shape as well, didn't she?
She got them telt. Absolutely. Whoa. Telt. Stone told Steve Austin with that one. But yeah, it's nice to have her back. I thought the return was a real feel good moment.
Yeah.
And you know what the best thing about it was? They just lingered on it. 3 minutes, don't say too much, just show her being happy and stuff. What more do you need?
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm excited to see what she does. I feel so like she's a bit of a breath of fresh air in this women's division. And just to add on to your point, even if she is physically ready to step between those ropes, until she wants to, how about we don't go, come on, get between the
hurry
ropes.
Hurry up, I'm a wrestling fan. How dare you not?
Fair decision, guys.
Scratch my itch or whatever. Yeah.
Hopefully see you back in those rings. In those rings? I don't know why there've been multiple ones.
We
got
games.
One ring, we got two rings. Hopefully see you back in the ring soon, Soraya. Yes, 3-year contract for her in AEW.
Sasha Banks is now Mercedes Bernardo on Twitter. So this is literally the extent of this story. She has changed her Twitter handle.
It's a quiet news day today.
From Sasha Banks to Mercedes Bernardo. And now, that's her real name, of course, Mercedes is. She's kept WWE Sasha Banks in her bio, same over on Facebook. Also, her hometown is still listed as Boston with $2. That's literally the story, guys.
Yes, I think it's one of those things where people are very keen to decide whether she is or isn't coming back to WWE. I'm still, despite the fact she's taken Sasha Banks out of her name on Twitter, because I don't think that really should matter that much, because it's Twitter, not real life. I think she may well still return to WWE, but if she doesn't, that's fine too. She looks like her and Naomi are having a great time regardless outside of WWE.
Yeah, she's been pretty active on the socials recently. Yeah. I mean, they've been off TV now since May. I do think that Triple H being the head of creative and talent relations and all that stuff does increase the likelihood of them coming back. Vince was just objectively terrible for business and literally anything you can mention apart from, you know, hiring Nick Khan and making the company more profitable than ever in his last few years. So yeah, Sasha, hope she's back in some capacity soon, but she seems to be doing well regardless of wrestling, so fair play.
And I'm going to announce that I'm claiming the name Sasha Banks on Twitter if she's not going to have it. So.
You're going to register at Sasha Banks
WWE?
There you go.
Definitely not.
Sell it back to her.
Yeah.
Why not?
God, we got ourselves a business.
We got ourselves a grift.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Right, let's talk a little bit about Carl Fredericks, the former New Japan Pro Wrestling star.
You've
right?
done that, cheers.
Oh, it's that time of year again.
So much for the summer, right?
Anyway, the former New Japan Wrestling star Carl Fredericks has been spotted in the WWE Performance Center. This is per PW Insider's Mike Johnson. The former Young Lion was at the PC sometime earlier in the week. He's 32 and he's currently obviously a free agent after his contract expired in New Japan on the 1st of August. I've got to be honest, I don't know a great deal about Carl Fredericks. You do, Andy. Mm. The only thing you and I both know about him is he is a handsome man.
He's a very, very handsome lad, Carl Fredericks. So yeah, he came into the New Japan system, I think it was around 2018, with the launch of the relaunch of the LA Dojo. Black Corners, Alex Coughlin, training under the great Katsuyori Shibata. Over there, he kind of emerged as a real, like, potential, like, red-hot star, really. Mm. Like, potential breakout star as a Young Lion. He was in Japan in 2019. He won the Young Lion Cup, which is, like, the Rising Star tournament that was reprised.
Yeah.
He was in that year's World Tag League. I believe Hiroki Goto was his partner. And it appeared for a while that Carl Fredericks was going to be this huge, just gigantic star for New Japan. It never really panned out. The pandemic obviously hit in early 2020, and that meant he was kind of parked in the US, still competing on Strong, and then he left the company this year. So his contract expired in August. He did tweet some kind of veiled frustrations earlier this year, so perhaps he wasn't all that happy in New Japan. He wasn't included in the G1. I believe that was a bone of contention, but I've always been a fan of Carl Fredericks. I think he's a very talented guy, across the board, bags of potential. Not the youngest prodigy in the world, he's 32, but still, you know, far from his peak for sure. Mm. Still plenty of great years left to go in pro wrestling. And I hope he lands somewhere else soon, man. He's always struck me as a good guy as well. Mm-hmm. Not that I've ever met him or anything, but just from people I've spoken to who've spoken to him and stuff. So yeah, I hope he does well, man. If that means in the WWE developmental system, hey, fair play. Hope he kills it. He's very promising, very good as well, and very handsome.
Yeah, well, from what I've seen, my word.
Tremendous.
I'm looking forward very much to seeing Fred Carlson on Fred NXT Carlson. Going forward, is the way that they flipped the names
like
around.
A Coronation Street character.
Ashley!
Oh boy.
Right, should we move on to Twitter questions? Yeah. This is weird today, it's not Friday, you've got them.
I've got them, because it's a weird day today. Edward Shiraz hands, to bring it less weird and back to normalcy, because Edward has cracked the code for getting featured on these videos.
Was the code X+129? Oh my god, it's Y2J.
It was, tweet when Andy and Adam are awake, and also attach a picture of a pet. So Edward asks, do you think that Saraya could be the one to take the TBS title from Jade Cargill and hand Jade her first loss? Thank you, legends. Penny loves a bath. Here's Penny. Here's a soggy
doggy. She looks
absolutely raging, mate. What do you reckon? Do you reckon?
Nope.
No.
Because I think Saraya, if you're going to put a title on her, should be the AEW Women's World title. And you can factor that in with Britt Baker and all the stuff. Because you and I have said this, everyone said this, we said this the other day, we did an entire video podcast, in fact, you can go and check out, with myself, Phil Chambers and Michael Sidgwick going through who should be the next champion with every AEW belt. We didn't do all the belts in AEW because we haven't got all day. The person who should dethrone Jade Cargill was stood next to Britt Baker in the whole Saraya thing last night. It's Jamie Hayter.
Yes.
Have Jamie Hayter or have Chris Statlander be the person to dethrone her. And yes, Saraya should concern herself more with the world title, in my opinion.
I agree. If Saraya gets cleared, I think that's the direction they should go. They've already established her relationships with the people in that scene. So that's easy enough. And I agree, Jamie Hayter is absolutely tremendous. She's like one of the... Like, in kayfabe, stylistically, she's someone who can physically match Jade's power and explosiveness and that stuff. It's a great idea. Statlander, I think, was originally in line to beat Jade for the belt before she got injured. Yes. So that's an interesting... Statlander's like an excellent athlete herself as well. So there's all kinds of interesting things. But we've just given you the same answer there, which is very boring. Anyway.
If you want a different answer, Trina.
Trina, okay. There you go. Well, after that, a magnificent slap she unleashed.
Wow.
Like Tenru in his prime.
You want to be in my corner? Yeah, actually, I hate you.
See you later. Right, Adam Blair asks, the great Adam Blair, shout-outs.
Yes.
Morning, legends. With the events of last night's Dynamite, I have the thought that Garcia is being built to take the Ring of Honor belt from Jericho to unify it and the pure belt, mirroring what Danielson did in 06. Thoughts, ?
Gonna be a bit of a bitch here, Andy. Gonna kind of dodge the question. For me, it all depends on what the future of Ring of Honor is. If Ring of Honor is gonna have its own TV show, it's gonna have its own... If it's all gonna be finally breaking free, we reported yesterday he didn't have a bloody clue what he was gonna do with Ring of Honor when we bought it, but it was the right thing that he did, because otherwise it was just gonna be a tape library for WWE. If they are going to have its own separate thing, no, don't unify any titles. I think you need the variation of the world title, the TV title, and that I love the pure rules thing. I wasn't really, you know, that au fait with Ring of Honor, and as soon as I got on board with it, I was like, oh, cool, that's something a little bit different. You don't necessarily need to merge them together. But if it's just going to be a little sidearm to AEW and it's going to be defended like it is now, I do kind of like that as a storyline.
Yeah, I think so too. Television is the big question for all of this. Interesting debate is, does Ring of Honor need the 6 championships it currently has? Tag, 6-man, Women's World, TV, Pure, and Men's World. I think that's like 20. so that's an interesting discussion as well. But yeah, I mean, look, Garcia's been on TV with Danielson. They're clearly trying to draw those parallels. I think what Adam has mapped here would be an extremely appropriate and effective and really good story if they did want to go down that route. Now, our final question today is a very simple one. Literally just saw this and thought, why not? This is really, really good and really easy. Martin Tomlinson wants to know who our favourite wrestlers out of AEW and WWE are. I'm to be a cheat, right? I reckon we should do one from each.
Okay.
So, who's your favourite wrestler in WWE?
Well, I'll be honest. Do you want me to tell you?
Just favourite, not best, whatever.
This is the thing, because I've got a lot of very, very close friends in wrestling.
Oh, yes.
And weird obsessions. I'm talking Ricky Starks. I'm talking, obviously, my best friend, MJF. Wheeler Yuta.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, watch your back. Big E, the nicest man in pro wrestling. Rick Boogs,
what
a guy. If you're not subscribed to his YouTube channel, what are you doing
What's
with
going
your
on,
life?
Guys?
Yes, but I read this as, right now, who's the person that you go, great, they're wrestling, I want to watch them wrestle. And from WWE, it was an overall one, but specifically from WWE right now, it's Nathan Fraser. I was a bit late to the party with Ben Carter / Nathan Fraser, but the stuff he's been doing with Axiom on NXT 2.0, as it was formerly known, and I will always call.
FKA 2.0.
Yes. It's just genuinely like, oh, I'm really excited to see what happens in that match. So I'm going to go Nathan Fraser. Who have you got in WWE?
Bobby Lashley. Easy Bobby Lashley. Whoa. I love Big Bob.
How do you stop a curb stomp? Be strong.
Yeah, just be giant and strong. Yeah, no, I think he's great. He's kind of perfected his game in his mid-40s. I think it's really impressive. And WWE presented him really well over the past years. He's so much fun to watch. He feels like a big star. He's having a great run. And I love watching Big Bob doing his thing. Lashley rules. He kicks ass. You know, like, fun feuds like the Braun thing a few years ago, but these days he just has great matches with guys like Ciampa, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Who have you got in AEW?
MJF.
It's
always MJF. Like, yeah. I know he doesn't wrestle as much, but that means it feels extra special when he does, and he, you know, he isn't someone who, and then the bell rang, you know, he can talk a big game, and then you're like, that was what it was. Yeah. He integrates his personality into his wrestling. I think he's going to be the biggest star in wrestling for the next 5 years. So it's going to have to be him.
Yeah.
And of course, he's my best friend, so I have to say that.
Of course. My answer for my favourite wrestler. It's The Butcher. I love The Butcher.
Yes.
I love The Butcher and The Blades. I love the aesthetic. I love the simplicity of the style. It's bruising. It's hard hitting. It's that caveman style that I talk about all the damn time. There you go. Simple. You knew I was...
Special mention for one of my new favourite wrestlers this year that I was completely unaware of, hands up, at the start of 2022, Konosuke Takeshita. What a guy.
There you go. Boom, boom, boom.
What a guy.
Kazusada Higuchi, if we're talking Japanese wrestlers. We got loads of favourites. Jamie Hayter, obviously.
Jamie Gans.
Cameron Grimes.
Matt and Ange from
Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
She's not active at the moment, but I think she's the greatest of all time. At what she does, for sure. She's tremendous. Mm. Yeah, man. Wrestling's good.
Wrestling's good. And you can like more than one wrestling promotion.
Yeah, guys. I'm going to tweet that and somehow get 17,000 likes. Anyway, let's wrap this puppy up.
And finally, go and subscribe to Rick Boogs' YouTube channel, because I forgot to do an "and finally" today.
So did I.
I'll tell you what. If you're not sure, Google Rick Boogs' YouTube channel, right? Read the titles of five of his videos, and if you're not interested, you don't have to subscribe. I guarantee you will want to subscribe.
There you go.
There you go. That's a Wilborn promise.
Mm, and he never lies.
I never lie. Tell me when I'm telling lies. Anyway, right, let's know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where we, as Andy mentioned, will, of course, be reviewing AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. And you can read Michael Hamlet's ups and downs at whatculture.com. And Simon Miller will be doing a video version, not based on Hamlet, it's based on his own opinions, because he's his own person and he can make his own thoughts and feelings on AEW and wrestling generally. That's going to be on this channel a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, wacky stuff. It's Friday tomorrow.
Hey.
At WhatCultureWWE, where you can also find both of us on Twitter. You can find Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for humdrum.
And that's the opposite of what tomorrow's news video is going to be like.
Yeah, it's going to be popping off.
I'm turning me on.
Okay.
That's an old 2.0 callback.
That is, isn't it?
Right, you can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.